Ashton, what is it about, you know, you when you committed to Florida State, it was, you know, under Gus Malzahn kind of as the offensive coordinator. Now Mike Norvell is going to take over play calling. As you've studied Mike Norvell's scheme, what is it specifically about his scheme that you think accents your skill set?
Yeah, Deuce kind of mentioned it in there, but I think he does a great job of just setting his players up for success. He knows who we are. He knows what we can do. And he goes about that every single day in the way that, you know, he calls plays and he sets us up for success. Now it's just a matter of, can we go out there and can we, you know, contribute and do what we need to do? And, you know, I feel like that just makes it easy on us, you know, because we know what we have to go out there and do. And we do that. So
when Gus decided to retire, it was your initial reaction.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, happy for him. He's had a fantastic coaching career, done almost everything that you should do as a coach. But, you know, obviously it was kind of up in the air a little bit, didn't really know like what was going on, but I had trust in our coaching staff. And, you know, regardless of if I knew that before I made my decision, I still would have been at Florida State. There's no doubt about that. So, but I think that the team's done a great job in like handling that transition.
Did you talk to Mike Tubb? Who did you talk to in that moment sort of about the adjustment switch?
Yeah, a little bit of everyone, you know, just talking to everyone. And
we had already known that Coach Harris was going to be the new offense coordinator, you know, when Coach Malzahn announced that to us. So we already, you know, kind of had an idea. But, you know, obviously you go and talk to your coaches when something big happens like that. But obviously they're reassuring of, you know, everything that, you know, they told us. They told all the new guys that you know, were coming in. And we trusted them with that. So
the Astros were playing at Florida State, in particular quarterback position. Do you view this as a pressure or do you view this as a privilege to be the known starting quarterback at Florida State?
Absolutely a privilege. I mean, it's something that, you know, I've worked my whole life for. Just to be in this position at such an amazing school, you know, it's such a privilege. Obviously, there's going to be pressure that comes with that, you know, because Power Four, you know, D1 starting quarterback, right? There's a lot that comes with that. But, you know, I do my best to block out all the outside noise, all of that pressure, to just focus on, you know, what we have in front of us.
Ashton, what to talk about, why did you choose Florida State?
In the transfer portal.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, just the people that are, you know, in the program of Florida State. And, you know, obviously the environment, the community, the culture, I knew that, you know, that was something that I wanted to be a part of. I've had a lot of experience in different programs, one being, you know, Pac-12, ACC, and then obviously SEC last year. But, you know, I just knew from, you know, the first conversations that I had with people within the program that this is somewhere that I wanted to be.
Ashton, I saw some improvements in your game on tape last year coming from Sanford to Auburn. Yeah. Can you talk about kind of a two-parter here? What were some of the areas you felt like you excelled the most between those 2 years? What are some things you're looking to excel at Florida State this year? And then how much did it help to bring Coach Stone with you?
Yeah. I think, you know, for me, the biggest thing, you know, going from Stanford to Auburn was just taking care of the football. And I think that I did a great job with that last year. You know, that was something that, you know, whether that be watching extra tape of whoever we're playing, just having trust in progression, not trying to force things. And I think that really did help me. You know, obviously had two picks last year, or two or three, you know, end of the game sort of things. But, you know, I feel like I took a really, really big step in that. And then something I want to continue to improve on is just confidence. I think that's so important as a quarterback. You have to have confidence or else you're not going to be able to go out there and play freely. And, you know, I know that I'm confident in myself that when I get in flow state that I can go out there and do whatever I want. So now it's just, how do I go about, you know, getting into that flow state and building that confidence every single day?
Having Coach Stone come with you, though.
It's been great. I mean, he is seriously, you know, one of the main people that helped me build that confidence and that helped me, you know, take that next step and really sit down with me and figure out the things that I really need to do, you know, obviously at Auburn. And, you know, having him, you know, be here, you know, we kind of learned the offense together, just kind of went about everything together. It was amazing. You know, obviously great to have somebody like that. You know, that's meant a lot to me in my life, you know, to be there with me through this journey, especially my last year.
What made you want to leave Auburn?
It was a
different situation. There's a lot going on, but I won't talk too much about that.
At this point in your career, what do you feel you've kind of improved upon, developed for your last couple stops that could help you for make an impact at Florida State?
Yeah, just being confident, taking care of the football, and just trusting my guys, trusting that they're going to go make plays, and making sure that I do my part in being a leader on and off the field.
Last season, we watched.
What is it that you feel like need to best version of yourself?
I think just playmaking. You know, when things break down, when it's stuck, it really hard out there, and you know, you might have a drive or two where things aren't, you know, going the way you want them to, but someone's got to make a play, and I think that I've shown past couple of years that I can do that. Obviously, both in the passing and running game, probably more in the running game recently, but you know, obviously, I want to be. You know, a guy that you know, people can trust to go out there and, you know, make a deep post, make a whatever it is, and to just, you know, continue to build on that and be a playmaker.
Last season,
for the post this year,
there's one game in mind I'm not gonna say, but every opportunity is an opportunity to go out there and showcase what we can do. So I'm excited to, you know, take it week by week, day by day.
Last season I watched the tape. I watched every single snap of you last season, back and forth, recorded everything. What the Ashton Daniels that I saw against Vanderbilt in Alabama was an Ashton Daniels that was confident, that had command of the offense, that had basically had the defense begging to get you off the field. But the Ashton Daniels I saw against Kentucky didn't seem as confident, didn't seem as in command. Coming to Florida State, how have you prepared this offseason to see more of Vanderbilt, Alabama Ashton versus Kentucky Ashton?
Yeah, I think just reflecting on what I was doing in those games, maybe that week of preparation, what I did differently to, you know, find out what it was that helped me, you know, get into that flow state that I keep talking about. But, I mean, it's all confidence, seriously. Like, it really is. You know, I have all the confidence in myself that, you know, I have the ability to go out there and make every throw, to make every read, whatever it is. But, you know, as soon as you make a bad throw, you do something bad and you start to sit there and reflect on it, that's when stuff starts to affect you. And, you know, you get in your head, you start thinking about things and things don't go great.
So I think, you know, just eliminating that, I think, is really, really important.
And one of the issues that Florida State has had, especially in the last two seasons, is, you know, start hot or you know, have some success, and then as soon as adversity hits, it feels like the team falters, and then it just one fault falls another. How are you as the team leader going to help the team not, you know, cave when adversity will assuredly come around?
Yeah. It's all about chemistry. It really is. I mean, I've been on, you know, three different teams now that you know, have had that same exact thing happen. I mean, we had all the talent in the world. We had that same thing happen. We weren't very close off the field, and you don't know who you can turn to and rely on, you know, when things get hard. And that's something that we've been building this offseason at Florida State. You know, it's just that chemistry. We mesh so well together, offense and defense, special teams, everybody. We mesh so well together. So when those hard moments do come, we know that we can look to our left and right, and we can trust our brothers to go out there and get the job done.
Yeah.
So for the city that for years, see, so me talking about what it's like now need a mask, retail forces and funny ways. What was that like growing up?
I don't know. I'm not getting into that. I don't like to talk about, you know, social media and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I see some things and it is what it is. People say whatever they want to. I really appreciate pop these.
Home that your eyes participate when in concussion right interception was your eye, Rick Pow. What is beyond this? Now Bobby speaks.
Since obviously the gap to being weight.
Yeah. Right. I think, you know, to be honest, there were just certain situations where, you know, I feel like we just might not have been set up for success. And I'm not going to sit here and blame anybody. No. Like, I take all the blame for that. Regardless, I'm the one out there that's making the decisions, making the throws. But obviously, you know, you get late in games, you know, you're kind of desperate and you're down a lot of points, and you know, you kind of have to force things and just hope things happen, you know, to get some points on the board, maybe to create a spark or something like that. So
I mean, there's really a lot that goes into it. There's so much, but you know, at the end of the day, it's me. I'm the one that's out there making this decision, so I have to take full accountability for that. I've said.